The starting point of feeling terrific about yourself is to eat the right foods and to eat for higher energy. Fortunately, there's so much research available to us now on proper diet that we don't have to guess. There have been some exciting scientific breakthroughs over the last few years in nutrition, and if you simply follow them, you'll notice an almost immediate increase in energy. Robert Haas, in his book, Eat to Win, talks about the high-performance diet and the fact that it consists of 75% carbohydrates, about 15% proteins, and only 10% or less of fat. In fact, there's an avalanche of research and proof now that demonstrates that you can eat all you want and still lose weight as long as you eat foods that the body burns off rather than stores. The body burns off carbohydrates of all kinds, while the body tends to store excess proteins and fats around the waist and hips and thighs. The ideal diet for high performance consists of eating lots of fruit, vegetables, and lots of whole grain products. The more colorful the fruits and vegetables, the more vitamins and minerals they contain, and the better they are for you. Fruits and vegetables act as a form of roughage, or nature's roto-rooter, keeping your system clean and light by eliminating toxins and waste products continually. Whole grain products have the same impact and also contain proteins and fats in the limited quantities that you require. Simply shifting your diet away from bacon and eggs to fruit and cereal in the mornings will cause you to be sharper and more alert for the entire first half of the day. Benjamin Franklin, in his autobiography, talks about the fact that at lunchtimes, while his co-workers were stuffing themselves on the free food provided by their employer, he would judiciously chew on a loaf of bread and take a long time to eat very little. He would always satisfy his hunger in this way, and at the same time he would read and prepare for the afternoon. Later in life, when he became one of America's most wealthy and respected men, he said that the starting point of all his success was the habit of eating frugally at lunchtimes. Harvey and Marilyn Diamond wrote a book a few years ago called Fit for Life. The book became a bestseller on the New York Times book list, and millions of people read it for its unorthodox suggestions about diet. Many nutritionists disagreed with the recommendations in the book, and the subject is still quite controversial. Nonetheless, what the Diamonds simply said was that the greatest consumer of energy in the human body is the process of digestion. If you can make digestion easier by combining your foods in such a way that they do not require so much effort or energy to break down and assimilate, you will have more energy available for other things. Of this conclusion, there can be no doubt. If you eat fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, because they are closer to nature, they will digest faster and you'll feel lighter and more energetic. The Diamonds then went on to say that when you eat proteins, your body secretes acids to break them down. When you eat starches, your body secretes alkalines to break them down. But when you eat proteins and starches together, like meat and potatoes, or eggs and toast, or fish and rice, your body secretes both acids and alkalines, each of which neutralizes the other in your stomach, and your food fails to digest. The digestive process, in effect, is brought to a halt. Your stomach is determined to break the food down before it passes it into the small intestines. When the acids and the alkalines neutralize each other, the body works vigorously to produce even more acids and more alkalines. This draws blood and energy from other parts of the body, making you feel tired and drowsy after eating a large meal. But if you eat proteins and vegetables, or starches and vegetables, rather than proteins and starches together, this digestive problem doesn't occur. You can eat as much as you like, and you will still feel light and clear-headed. You will still get what we might call the Benjamin Franklin effect and be able to perform at your best for hours after eating. The fact is that we eat far too much protein and fat. The body simply does not need as much as we take in to build up new cells. And both proteins and fats are extremely hard to digest. They contain more calories per ounce than any other food. If we take in more than we require, the body simply uses an enormous amount of energy to break it down and then stores the extra protein and fat for use later. In Dr. Robert Jorgensen's work, which has been entitled Eat and Grow Thin, he concludes that the greatest enemy in human health is fat and cholesterol of all kinds. He shows that people can dramatically increase their levels of energy and reduce weight at the same time by simply eliminating fats of all kinds from the diet. Now, while it's true that we do need a small amount of cholesterol for balance, the average person consumes far, far too much fat in the form of butter, margarine, and a variety of oils that are used in the preparation of many foods. One of the reasons that people consume too many fats is because foods containing them seem to have more taste than foods that are cholesterol-free. This question of taste is an ongoing dilemma, but the bottom line is that if you want to, you can train your taste buds so that you really enjoy foods that are also very healthy for you. One of the best of all health habits is the drinking of 6 to 8 large glasses of water each day. Many people start off every morning by drinking 1 or 2 large glasses of water, and then they have a large glass of water handy throughout the day. They largely discontinue coffee and tea and soft drinks and instead satisfy their thirst with water. The evidence is now overwhelming that drinking large quantities of water will have a dramatic and positive effect on your health. Just try it for a day or two and see.